In 1848, the first traces of gold were discovered outside San Francisco. And as news spread of this newfound fortune, it wasn't long before everyone wanted in.
You've got a mad scramble with the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill. You've got men coming from the east to make their fortunes, and it's only men. In San Francisco during the gold rush, they estimate that the male-to-female ratio was 50 to 1. The men were so desperate in Gold Rush, California, there's a story of one man who possessed the boot, one boot of a woman, and could charge $1 for just a peek at it. So what you have with this influx of men is potential riches with nothing to spend it on. When word gets out that both gold and men are floundering around out west, well, then we've got ships full of women coming from all over the globe to satisfy this void.
And for a young woman of a certain independent mind and a certain amount of pluck who wanted to have better things in her life, she could recreate of herself anything that she wanted to be.
With labor in high demand, the majority of women quickly find jobs. But with so many men, there was one trade in particular that paid huge dividends.